Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth.
Praise the Lord. He is able. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. This may not help anybody but me today, but this is going to help me, I'm telling you. God has stirred my soul with this. It's usually, I've said this before, it's a war at my place. Usually by the time I go to bed on Friday night, if I don't have a thought, Friday's a war trying to get, not a message, I've got hundreds, I've got thousands that I could preach, but it's the message. It's the message. See, I could preach a sermon any Sunday. I've got bukus of them. But it's the message. God gave me this in about 5 minutes yesterday morning, Brother Larry. I come in, I told my wife, I said, I've got tomorrow's message. She went, hallelujah. That means it's a better day at the McCoy house. And here it is. You found John 1 and 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Father, I love You. And I bless You, Lord, for the good day and how beautiful heaven must be. Praise God. We're not home yet, Lord, but we're well on our way. I'm closer home than I've ever been. One of these days I'm going to walk in the gate. Praise the name of God. Thank You for letting us be here today. Bless this Word for Your sake, Lord. You gave it to me. Use us today. Fill my mouth, guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of this holy writ. Use this place for Your glory. Touch our people, God. We've already heard testimony to the goodness of God. Lord, maybe some lost soul today would find out who You are and what You've done and what You're doing. So, Lord, use us. Save people. Encourage people. Use people, God, for Your glory. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach this morning, if I could, on this thought. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. There seems to be some controversy about this in the world today. I'm talking to Brother Roger this morning. And our normal Sunday morning conversation, he had no idea what I was preaching on. Here's what he said. He said, one of those Microsoft guys called me. Anybody ever had that phone call? So one of the Microsoft guys calls him. And Roger said, I stopped him and said, whoa, I need to ask you something before you go into all this. He said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? And said, he hum-hawed around a minute, and he said, if you died today, are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? That guy said, you're saying I'm going to hell? Roger said, no, I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to meet Jesus so you won't go to hell. And this guy said, he said, because Jesus is God. That guy said, Jesus is not God. That's all a fairy tale. Well, I don't know why it upset him so bad if he believed that. Roger said, well, I'm just praying that you wouldn't go to hell. He said, you pray I go to hell? He said, no, that's not what I'm praying. I'm praying you won't go to hell. Well, why was he so upset if he didn't believe it? Why does it make people so angry when we say Jesus is God? If this book's true, and I want to tell you it is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How do you know that's Jesus? Because in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That tells me that He's God. There's a lot of people, a lot of religions today. I'll not cover them all. I'll give you a few, and here's what they say. He is not God. Now, one of these, you may have family that's involved in it. They say that He is a God, but not the God. Big difference. Judaism, that of the Jew, says Jesus is not God. They say he may have been a good man, may have been a prophet, been all these things, but he is not God. They say he is not God. Islam said he's a prophet from the lineage of Abraham, but he is not God. Islam says Jesus is not God. Hinduism says this, everything's a God, but Jesus is not God, not the God. Here's what Buddhism says, and by the way, Buddha never claimed deity himself. So the little statue of the fat man and the bald head and all them wrinkles, that is not, they don't say that's a God. Here's what they say about it. Said, you can reach that place within yourself where everything's good, and that's the highest place you're going to get to in this earth. But he never claimed to be God, but they also say Jesus is not God. Then we come to Mormonism. Mormonism, if you go on their website and you look at it, they'll say, here's what we believe, God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe the Holy Ghost. We believe in baptism by immersion. They believe a lot of things. They also believe you'll be a God one of these days. But they don't believe Jesus is the God. Got a problem if you don't believe Jesus is God. There's an issue right there. Not only that, but then we have New Age spirituality. They throw everything in that bag and shake it up. None of them, they say, hey, look, we are humanism. That's what it's about, humanism. We're going to lift ourselves. We're getting better every day. They're wrong as two left feet. They're getting more and more. I start to say worse. I've been trying to correct my English. I've been preaching before an English teacher all week, and it just about killed me. We've become farther and farther down the gutter. They sang a song down there. Gary got up, walked over to me, and whispered in my ears. He said, I can't hardly say them double negatives. I'm glad I can. We had a sing right along with them. New Age spiritualism says Jesus is not God. You know what true Christianity says? Jesus is God. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. John said it like this over in the latter part of his book. He said this. He said, there's the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. We know by experience today that Jesus is God. How do you know that? Because the Spirit beareth witness that their spirit that we are the children of God. And if we're heirs, if we're children, we're heirs, and we're joint heirs with Christ. I'm glad to know today. I'm not confused about it. You'll never talk me out of it. I'll say it till my last dying breath. I'll say that Jesus is God. He was manifest in the flesh. He died. Hallelujah! He is God. I'm going to run through the miracles quickly that we find in John. I'd like to pose them this question. If Jesus isn't God, then number one, who's that man turning water into wine? If Jesus isn't God, who's that man that walked up and said, fill her to the brim, boys? And when they did, if Jesus isn't God, hey, why wasn't it water when they began to pour it out? Because they were in need. It was an embarrassing thing. If you invited someone to a wedding and you couldn't supply, you was blackballed forever. They talked about it the rest of your life. You began to have a wedding and couldn't supply the guest. But bless God, Jesus showed up, and when he did, it wasn't a matter if they only had a pint left. He said, fill her up, boys. They had enough to fill the company. Why? Because Jesus is God. That's why. If he isn't God, then who turned that? How'd that water become wine? Jesus is God. He was God yesterday. He's God today, and he's God forevermore. Jesus is God. Don't be confused about it. Stay with me just a moment. Number two, if Jesus isn't God, who's that man at the well telling a woman whatsoever she had done? Huh? Come and see a man that told me all things that ever I've done. Who was that? You find another man that can look you in the eye and tell you anything and everything you ever done. You can't find one. If they followed you around every day of your life and took notes, they'd miss something somewhere. But that man... How was it that man? Because in that he made all things. They were made by him. Everything that was made, it was him, bless God. There it is. And he knew everything about her. Can I tell you? He knows everything about you. And the books were opened. And they were judged out of that book. That's the ones that's not found written in the books of life. You know where my name's at? In the Lamb's book of life. There it is, somewhere on the list. I wonder what it is in Hebrew. He may have it recorded that way. I don't know. But coming down the list, I might not be able to read it myself, Brother Brance, but somewhere on that page, there's old Michael D. McCoy down that list. My name's on the list. You know why? Because he knows all things whatsoever I've done. Don't you wish there's some things he didn't know? Wouldn't you like to erase some things off of that? You know, you can't, but he did. You can't, but he did. Listen to this. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. That's a continuing thing. PH on that means she carries on through and don't just stop. Isn't it good? Praise God that he cleanses us from all, not just part, Brother Irvin. Isn't it good that he cleanses from all sin? Why is that? Because he knows all things whatsoever you've done, boys, girls, dad, mom, grandpa, grandma, all things. Come and see this man. If he's not God, who's this man telling her everything about her life? Can I tell you? Jesus is God. Number three, if Jesus isn't God, who's that man at Bethesda healing a lame man that's laid there for 38 years? Can I tell you, that same healer is here today. If he's the same, as I said earlier, yesterday and today and forever, let me tell you, that same healer's here. And you know what his question was to that crippled fella? Wilt thou be made whole? Will you? That's what he asked him. Wilt thou be made whole? That fella's laying there, Brother Johnny, no idea what's about to happen to him. Here's what he said. He said, sir, he said, when one troubleth the water, when the angel troubles the water, I have no man to help me. He said, because when I get up, another and steppeth in before I can get there. What he didn't understand was, bless God, he didn't need to get in that pool. The water was standing right before him. Wilt thou be made whole? Now I know we make a spiritual application of that. Because we were all lame from birth. We were crippled from a fall. We were all sinners, natural born sinners. But I'm glad to say, report to you today, that bless God, it's not just spiritually, but when he chooses to, in his will, he can heal people today. Now, I know some will say that's watching maybe on the internet. That's the apostolic age. Don't tell me. I tell you what I've seen. I've seen the pictures of cancer before, and I've seen the picture after. I've seen, heard the doctor's report of one that came in with tumors, and they just can't explain it. The tumor's gone. You tell me, bless God. Hey, that wasn't a happenstance or some kind of mystical something. It was the hand of God. When people were anointed and prayed for, Brother Dave Mitchell, and that thing disappears, I tell you what, if Jesus isn't God, who's that man getting them up? We don't do it in Allah's name. We don't do it in Muhammad's name. We don't do it in any of them false gods' names. We do it in Jesus' name. Why is that? Because Jesus is God. I don't believe that, preacher. Well, you've got a problem, man. I read a bunch of rebuttal on this on the internet last night. There's a bunch of guys saying Jesus was the Son of God and He is not God. I said, He is God. Why He said that? Because that's what the book just said. Don't take my word for it. We read it off the page. Take the word of God for it. Jesus is God. If He's not God, have that guy get up. Wilt thou be made whole? Take up thy bed and walk. If Jesus isn't God, I'm going through the miracles of John. If Jesus isn't God, who's that man feeding 5,000 on a hillside, not counting the women and the children? Five loaves and two fishes. And I've preached that every way you can. I've preached on the barley, preached on the fish. I've just about exhausted it, I thought. But here's the thought that came to me this morning. You know what? He fed more than 5,000 today. Did anybody in here not eat anything today? Is there one that hasn't eaten yet? All the earth is His and the fullness thereof. I looked at my plate this morning and there was a piece of fried bologna. I'm eating health food. There was two eggs fried and thrown on that thing, and there was a big slab of tomato that's sour as quinine. I can't wait for real tomatoes. I just eat the crunchy thing anyway and pretended it was good. There's two pieces of sourdough toast on there. Sister Mary didn't make it, but it's not as good as hers, but a guy did give it to me in North Carolina a week or so ago, and it's pretty good. And there's a glass of milk sitting on the table, Johnny. My old buddy and another buddy of mine in South Mississippi died. Charles, is it Rigby or Rigney? Rigney. Brother Charles. He's about that tall. Him and his wife Maggie came here to camp meeting last year, sat right there where Brother Donnie and Sister Sandy sat. He said, "I'll see you at camp meeting." He didn't make it. There's another old timer down there that he hangs with that gave me a jar of pears. And they're candied. If you're diabetic, they'd kill you graveyard dead. And I peel me some, slid some of them things out there, and I'm looking at that, and I sit down, and I thought, God. I didn't do one thing for this other than just warm it up and put it on the plate. He put every bit of it right there in my house. Can I tell you, if that isn't God, who fed that 5,000? If He isn't God, who's making everything that we, how's He supply this world every day? How many chickens can we eat in one day? A bunch. Who gives that to us? Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, amen, down from the Father of lights. Hey, Jesus, by the hand of Christ, yes, sir, we ate our breakfast this morning. Glory to God. How'd you like to have been at that fish fry that day out there on that hillside? He kept breaking the bread, breaking them little minnows and passing them out till everybody was full. Can I tell you, if you're hungry today, He'll fill you up today. Hey, Jesus is God. If Jesus isn't God, I want you to get right here. Who's that giving sight to a man that's born blind? Who's that walks up to a man, makes spittle out of the clay, puts it on his eyes, tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam? Remember when Chloe drank that water over and got sick? You don't want to drink out of that pool today. It'll make you sick. She got her water bottles mixed up. Drank out the wrong one. We thought was going to have. Did she go to the doctor? I think she. We was trying to find a doctor. But that day, here's what happened. He made his way. I love that song they sing, Victoria, Lisa. I'm going to make it to the water even if I have to crawl. Because if he, it's not about baptism, by the way. It's about having the faith to get to the water and do what Jesus said to do. And when he washed that stuff off his eyes. What did he do, Randy? He can't see in. If Jesus isn't God, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? And I know what some people are thinking right now. I know, because I'm getting all my information out of this book. But you stay with me just a minute. If Jesus isn't God, who's that man giving sight to a blind man born blind? If Jesus isn't God, who's that man telling a dead man to get up out of the ground? You find me somebody else that can walk up to the cemetery and tell him to get up. Every time he showed up at a funeral, hey, he's trying to put him out of business, Brother Latham. He's getting the people up. If he's not God, how's he telling a dead man to come forth? And Lazarus comes out of the cave, bound hand and foot, head to toe. Hey, just comes up. It's a long way to the bottom of that cave. I don't know if that's really the cave, but it could be. If Jesus isn't God, how'd that happen? I can't find anybody else that can do that. I know what the skeptic says. You're getting all your information out of that book you call the Bible. That's where I'm getting this, but not all. If Jesus isn't God, who's that man on a cross at Calvary dying for the sin of the world? Nobody else could pay the price. Nobody else was worthy. Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. That's Jesus. The uncorruptible blood. Incorruptible. That's Jesus. If Jesus isn't God, who's that man dying there and telling the man who's dying right beside him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise? Who can make that claim? Jesus is God. Stay with me. Number 8, which is the number of new beginnings, by the way. If Jesus isn't God, who's that man coming out of the tomb? He said, no man take my life. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. If Jesus isn't God, how's he getting out of that tomb? By his own power. I've been with a lot of dying people. Not by choice. It's just how things worked out. And I've yet to see one drawing last breaths that says this, Brother Johnny. Well, I'm going to get back up here in a few minutes. No. Never. I've seen weeping families, wept myself. I tell you what I've seen, though. I've seen those that know him. When that things are coming, I've seen them die with smiles on their faces. Amen. And a peace that passeth understanding come in there amongst the family. Brother Gordon, something holy happens when you're standing there and that saint of God takes that flight she's singing about, takes that flight, flies away, praise God. If Jesus isn't God, how's he get out of the ground? How? I say he can't get out of the ground if he's not God. Unless God got him out of the ground. You see, he got Lazarus up. And there'd been a prophet or two. Say when they threw the dead man on Elisha's bones, he revived and come back alive. That may have been the first case of defibrillation. Something, some power in those bones brought that fellow back to life, according to Scripture. But if Jesus isn't God, here's what can't happen. I quoted that verse a while ago about the Spirit of God. That's how I know that I'm saved today. If Jesus isn't God, he couldn't have saved this 11-year-old boy in a ditch line on a dirty gravel road. If Jesus isn't God, you're all dead and you trespass and you sin today. Can I tell you? Praise God. How do you know you're saved? By the Spirit of God. That's how I know. He's revealed it unto me and I know it. That's how I know. By the Spirit of God. So therefore, I'm convinced that Jesus is God because of salvation flying through the Spirit of God.
Jesus is God, but is Jesus God to you? There's the question. Is Jesus your God? Brother Gordon taught us in Sunday school this morning that desire to be in the house of the Lord, the understanding of what it means to be here. I found this very interesting, that tabernacles there was plural in that verse. You know what we all are? Little tents. In the New Testament, he calls us the temple. Know you not that you are the temple of God. So he indwells us. And so with dying things all around, this was good, Brother Gordon. I've got to cover it again. With all those dying things around, a bird nest in there bringing new life. In the place of where things is dying. You know who does that? Are you confused? Jesus. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You know where we're going? To the land of the living. I'm walking in the land of the dying right now. Mark Langley sent me a text early this morning asking us to pray for that baby's family that got ran over. 3-year-old kid. Was it the grandpa? Was it the grandfather? Becky saying, yeah. The grandfather ran over a 3-year-old grandchild and killed it. I do not understand all that. Roger told me I had met this fellow and we'd been in church together. But I can't put a face to the name. You know where we're at? We're in the land of the dying. Death will come to your door one of these days and you will not be able to say, go away. He'll knock. And you may yell, go away. But he won't go. He'll come in. And he'll get you. I pray I've got enough sense to do this. I pray I have enough conscious mind to do this. Be like an old buddy down there. Robert Dykes in South Mississippi. I was leaving the hospice house. I knew it'd be the last time I ever seen him. I was complaining about my 380 Ben fixed it for me. He said, I've got a cure for that. And I said, what's that? 380 is a pistol, by the way, in case someone's wondering. He said, I've got a cure for that. He said, I've got a 9mm laying there on this by the bed in the guest room. He said, I want you to take that with you. You couldn't buy it for a war pension. He said this, laying there in the bed. He said, well, preacher, I'm about to go home. I'm just praying you come on and get me. My time's up here. I've done what I could. He said, Mike McCoy, you are my friend. I'll see you on the other side. You know how somebody can leave with that kind of assurance? Because they know that Jesus is God. Come get us all, brother. Do you know who he is today? Do you know him? Not about him. I mean, do you know him? Do you talk to him? When you read his word, does he speak to you? We stand at our feet. Someone needs to come today.
Page 181.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.